Welcome to the Walls of Sparta, podcast dedicated to the authentic stories of men overcoming adversity by demonstrating strength, leadership, and healthy masculinity. I'm your host, Greg Papanicolaou, and you can find me at GregP_coach on Instagram and the Sparta Code on TikTok. So Sparta is famously known as the ancient city of elite warriors. These legendary men defended their homeland with such vigor that they themselves became the walls. The show honors the Spartan legacy by showing men how we can remove our barriers and build true inner strength while promoting healthy masculinity in family and in business. The Walls of Sparta is sponsored by the Sparta Code. If you're a former athlete, elite business executive, or entrepreneur, and you know what you're capable of, but it feels like you've lost that edge lately, you're not alone. Our society is rapidly evolving, and those of us who hold on to traditional values can have a hard time keeping our tools sharp on our own. So that's why we created the Sparta Code. It's a brotherhood of men who value strength, family, and leadership. But above all else, we are committed to stepping into our true purpose and leaving a lasting legacy. And we're on a mission to help 1,000 men in the next 5 years. So if you have a burning desire to return to greatness that you once felt, it's time to start living by the Sparta Code. Make sure you get the code at www.coachgregp.com. Today, I have Dan Gospodarek. Is that it?
Yeah, Gospodarek. Yep.
Okay. Close. Awesome. Awesome. They messed mine up too.
I'm sure.
So Dan is a male trauma therapist at Revitalized Mental Health. And Dan, welcome to the Walls of Sparta. I appreciate you joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Greg. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. Thank you. So I want to ask you about how this sort of male trauma therapist sort of position you're in now in the field. What led you down that path?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, you know, sticking with kind of the Sparta theme, right? Like the marathon, it's not a night or a month journey. Right. This has been, so it's been 16 years since I experienced the auto accident, which led me to having or sustaining a traumatic brain injury, a stroke in my left frontal lobe, fractured skull, collapsed lung. So 16 years, right, of a marathon, so to speak, right? And you just constantly build. But that part was really the epicenter for like, hey, like let's start changing. And I remember there's a few points. So had to have brain surgery, 10 days ICU, 7 days inpatient rehab. And then it was one of the days in inpatient rehab where I was just got this like notion of I'm going to land somewhere in this realm, be it nursing, be it physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy. Right. And then my sister, who's also is also a social worker. And she was like, hey, check this profession out. Right. So after I got through, you know, fast forwarding, that's what I went to school for undergrad as well as my graduate degree. But, you know, it was that kind of like brick by brick, 7 days inpatient rehab, you know, working through the fatigue often associated with traumatic brain injuries, 17 months of speech therapy. I mean, it was, you know, you're in the trenches, right? And nobody's going to do that work for you. And you don't have to do the work, but then you're also, you don't know where you're going to end up, right? You're more vulnerable to external influence at that point. So fast forward, grad school completed. And mind you, there were some challenges in the way of like concussions, because that kind of happens after a TBI, you're more susceptible to concussions. But yeah, started Revitalized Mental Health and March of 2021, and really just kind of started it as like, oh, I can provide like effective therapy for people in outpatient settings. And now I've been really, really finding my niche around helping men heal from trauma. And, you know, there's big T trauma, little T trauma, and the big T trauma is what you really associate with like death or auto accidents, sexual assault, prolonged childhood trauma or childhood trauma. And then the little T trauma of infidelity, right? Losing a job, identity shifts, Grief and loss, especially, grief and loss has many forms, but there's also like child loss or something like that, right? So yeah, that's where I've settled and what kind of led me here. So
That's incredible. I love hearing, how you went through it, but also it's interesting to see that like there's a physical component to it that you had to go through, but there was also the mental component. Did you kind of have to work on both at the same time, or was like
oh
were
yeah.
they telling you one has to happen before the other, or?
Oh yeah. So 17 months of speech therapy was done simultaneously as 3 months of physical therapy. And then when I was an inpatient, I was doing, speech therapy for 30, 45 minutes, right? And then I would take a break because I would probably have to take a nap. I was so tired. It's incredible the amount of fatigue that sometimes follows a traumatic brain injury. Like just taking a shower makes you want to take a nap. You're so tired. And we often take it for granted, right? How much stamina we do have until like an illness or an injury sucks that away. So then I would take a nap or take a rest, and then I would do like a 30, 45 minute stint of PT, and then it would be rest. Another 20, 30 minutes stint of OT,
Yeah.
all within like one day, right?
Wow. So you really did have to do a lot of sort of t like you had to really take the time to rest
Oh
in a
yeah.
balance when you were going through the real.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was July 2009 was my accident. And then end of August, I start my senior year of high school, right? So I'm in the ICU room and the doctor's like, you're probably not going to graduate with the cohort that you started with. And I don't know where it came from, but I was like, no, I will, kind of like that, like cocky, like adult, young adult. And
Who are you to tell me?
right. Exactly. And then it was, so we operated on a block schedule, at my high school. So it was only four classes, hour and a half each, usually hour and 25. So the first semester I did two classes each day, but I would come home and sleep for like 2.5 hours afterwards. I was so tired. And
Yeah.
then fast forward to next semester, I could do a full day and then a half day, but I was
Yeah.
still taking naps. And then fast forward to starting freshman year of college, then it was not living on campus, but living at home so that I wasn't easily distracted, right? I could still get a quality of sleep. And then next year moved on to campus, right? And it was just all these like incremental steps, right? But I mean, like, there are many books out there that just kind of showcase the human will. What, like, nothing. I mean, there are things, I guess, illness and stuff like that, but like, there aren't many things that can withstand just prolonged like grit. So
Yeah.
it will, something will fall,
Right. And
right?
sometimes that's something that you can't really, people have to work on it, obviously, but sometimes
Mm-hmm.
people are just kind of, when they're born with it and it kind of thrives in their lives and they use that as a tool to get back to where they want to be, it's powerful. Now, did you have, was it majority men that were going through the program? And also when you were sort of doing the outpatient or inpatient, was that majority male too, or was it kind of balanced?
So it was like on the floor,
Yeah.
it was, there were males and females, but like I wasn't doing tandem stuff. It was all individualized. Yeah. But I mean,
Right.
most of my nursing team were females. Most of the people I interfaced with were females, right? Like it's still, nursing is a pretty female dominated profession, speech therapy, PT, stuff like that. Even social work is a highly female dominated profession, right?
Right.
So yeah, but it's really incredible how, if we can use adversity to build our character, right, and turn that into something. It was, I think there's a video that I've listened to in the past, and it's like, when you're having a crappy day, it's like, it's not a crappy day, it's just like a character building day. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And just like those little mind shifts can just give you a moment to breathe,
Yeah.
right? Versus like the day running you, but you having some influence as a human being in your life.
Right. I think that's really important, and I think, when we talk about how many males were actually, involved in this kind of thing that you were talking about. It was balanced, and you had more women working in the when working in that field in the nursing department. And when we enter into that traumatic experience, do you think it's taken a lot longer for the world to kind of catch up to society or even institutions themselves treating male trauma? Do you think it's taken them longer versus just women's trauma in general?
I think trauma in general is really at a cusp of really becoming more prominent. But it's interesting. There's a book by Judith Herman, Trauma and Recovery, and it kind of dictates it mostly, back in like Civil War, back in World War One, like it was mostly males that were in combat, and how like the political environment also influenced what trauma was called or was not called, right? Because World War One, I forget the Civil War term, but World War One, it was more of shell shock, right? And then World War Two, Korea, Vietnam are start coming, and there's like maybe there's a little bit more, but then I can't remember if it was World War Two, but there was like the doctors were noticing that the faster you could get somebody who's exposed to trauma, like reconnected with their unit, the better their recovery process, right? Because your social connection is huge. And then, as it develops and just progresses, is heavily influenced by the political environment. I think there's also the culture piece related to, the Westerns, all those kinds of movies, like those characters, John Wayne, right? Clint Eastwood. And then, growing up also like Bruce Willis,
right.
Schwarzenegger, right? And there's not a lot of people seeking help because like you just internalize and you keep going. And I think that that part needs to be balanced. And I think sometimes women may ask for help at a sooner rate than men, but it doesn't mean men don't have their challenges. They just maybe internalize it on a level that it then becomes problematic down the road, right? You can only white knuckle it for so long.
Yeah. And that's the white knuckle part has a lot of influence on how people sort of try to advance forward. A lot of times it's, trying to find something that still almost gives them that same, I want to say rush, but like that same feeling that they had maybe during war that is missing. So they go out and they get a Harley because they miss the rush of the way the bike makes them feel and gives them adrenaline. And they're still jumping out of airplanes, for fun because they miss that.
Yeah.
Do you think that ties into sort of the need for it? Because when they come back from the trauma, yes, they're dealing with it in some way, hopefully, but do you think they still need that outlet or something to kind of give them that feeling like, hey, I need something to kind of rev me up because I can't stay dormant and working on everything forever. I need to put myself out there a little more and take chances like I was, maybe feeling like I needed to.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's going to be like highly individualized, not just a blanket statement, right? Because some people will not experience trauma, but still want to be like, it's on my bucket list to jump out of a plane, right?
Yeah.
And then there are some people that are still kind of chasing that like intensity, right?
Yeah.
And some of that, then I would look at it as a trauma therapist of being like, okay, is the nervous system just stuck in kind of a constant state of fight or flight? And it needs those like higher thresholds to actually feel, right? Because our body's very good at numbing the bad, but then we numb the good too.
Yeah.
And unless you hit like those high points of jumping out of an airplane or, scuba diving or whatever that rush is, right?
Right. So you're trying to find really a reason why that's really occurring, why you feel the need to do it. So you're saying like it could be one of those things where they need to feel that fight or flight again to see if they can test that.
Yeah, that they're still human, right?
Yeah.
It's how I explain it to a lot of the clients I work with. It's like, we used to live in Colorado for a while, and it would be like taking a stick shift car into the mountains, but only being able to stay in third gear, right? Whether you're going up or down or on flat ground, right? Like, it might work. It's just not going to work the best, right? you need to shift when those things come in your life. You need to maybe increase or decrease, however it is. But that's also like our nervous system with the states, is we need to have that fluidity to say, okay, you know, maybe they're still like doing, you know, the reserves or something, right? So then that would be like, okay, I need to increase for that weekend, right? But then when I come home to my kids, I need to be able to connect with them,
Right.
right? And have that fluidity, and trauma often locks us into certain nervous system states because it's fight or flight, right? Or it's collapse, because that's the only way that we could survive that situation.
Right. So they almost have to learn how to turn the switch off and dial it down. And that's why they have to do the therapy a lot of times, right? Yeah. You and I think that's really important, especially if it's somebody who, even after several years, is still dealing with that, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
and once they find you, they can say, oh, okay, there's like a process to this. I don't have to hold on tight all the time. I don't have to
Right.
handlebars forever. You know, I can let loose and I can relax. I can drop my shoulders. I can turn
Yeah.
this constant feeling of feeling like I need to be revved up all the time just to exist, right?
Right. And there's a vast difference too between like being aware and just very aware and being hypervigilant. Right, because there's almost like exhaustion that comes with hypervigilance, because our body is literally like locked in this fight or flight mode, versus like aware, like, okay, I know where my risks are here in this situation. I know where my exits are, right? And we don't always want to turn that off, right? But we don't need to operate all the time in hypervigilance, right?
So you kind of, I like to use the word anchoring. You, as soon as you can go back to your anchors that make you feel at home, you know, I think that's an important thing. And I'm sure you use that constantly for the people that need to feel that closeness and connection again, like you said, anchoring themselves to their family and just kind of being able to breathe, you know, exhale for the first time during the course of the day. So, Dan, we're gonna wrap it up here.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you again, man, for
Of
joining and
course.
talking about, you know, your story and how you were revitalized. And of course,
Yeah.
it's so interesting to talk to people about this kind of thing because we're in that space and men's mental health, and it's so important to really capitalize on the ways we can really help, you know, one another throughout
Yeah.
experience with the battles.
Yeah. No, it's
So
been a
guys,
pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
yeah, absolutely. And you can learn more from Dan at revitalizementalhealth.com. I want to make sure I get that in there, Dan. And if you're a man who has battled the demons and lived to tell about it, we want to hear from you. So come share your story on the walls of Sparta. We interview men who have overcome a lot of adversity. And we want to make sure you know this and you can apply for a future episode to tell your story at thewallsofsparta.com. And once again, if you know how greatness feels and you want to have that burning desire back, get the Sparta Code now at coachgregp.com. Guys, thanks for joining us. Remember, victory is near. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.